Hi out there. Welcome to Wonks. I'm Kevin Cooney.
And I'm Dennis Goldford. Wonks is about politics in Iowa.
But it's not your typical meet the press or face the nation.
Just the opposite. Wonks is a freewheeling, funny, bipartisan look behind the scenes of campaigns and government.
So here's an example. When we got Republicans Matt Strawn and Ann Roth together with Democrats Matt Paull and Emily Parcell to tell some untold stories from the campaign trail.
On the first trip Hillary Clinton did in my reign, we went to the Sedrel Supper Club. Kay Henderson, I think you've been there. Matt, I know you, David, you've been there. Well, just so happens, the Sedrel Motel we forgot about, which was featured in a New York Times story because it was the only place in the Cedar Rapids metro area that people convicted of pedophilia could live.
Because it's around nothing.
Oh, yeah. It's just outside the boundaries of all of the places.
It's our first trip. It's the end.
Yeah.
It's the end of the first trip. I'm like, I just need a beer. I just can't wait to go in there and have a beer.
She didn't have
and
Secret
that, like,
Service?
Rouse trip. Of course
checking
we did.
That stuff?
And people are like, hey, FYI, this motel behind.
It's
like, we're not going to the motel. That is a separate business unit. From Sedrel Incorporated, LLC, whatever it is.
You're explaining, you're losing, Paul.
I know, right? Should have known right there. Well, this is also after we were accused of putting stuffing old ladies in a trunk. We wouldn't tell them they were going to meet Hillary Clinton. We sent staffers out to go say, oh, hey, do you want to have coffee with Kay Henderson? Sure, get in this car. We're going to take you right now. Oh, give us your phone. Give us your eyeglasses.
My go-to food story actually doesn't have anything to do with the caucuses. It was when I was first running for chair. I did a tour, a town hall tour of pizza joints around Iowa, and I wanted to do the local joints. You know, so your Pizza King in Council
yeah.
Bluffs, you know, your Happy Joe's in Davenport. So I do this tour. We show up. You know, I buy a few pitchers of pop. You know, throw some pizzas on the table.
That's give, a Republican
give my,
right there.
No,
right.
No, no,
hey,
no.
I'm
give
not,
my,
no.
Let me buy a
That's
couple
Southeastern
pitchers
Iowa.
Of Pepsi Cola.
No, no. Here's where we're going. So we're doing our deal. I'm up in Dubuque giving my spiel. Fast forward a couple weeks after the tour, and my credit card receipts bill comes in, and my stop in Dubuque was three times the cost of anyone I had been. Now, it wasn't three times the crowd. So I'm like, well, this has to be a mistake. So I call up to Shot Tower, downtown Dubuque.
Oh
well, sure,
that
they're $19. All drinking beer on my tab up there during my town hall meeting.
Wow. They didn't stick
and
to
I
the
carried,
pop roll.
I carried all my votes up in Northeast Iowa, so thanks to Steve Lukin and beer.
I am going to my first ever fundraiser. I'm helping out whoever they had doing their D.C. stuff. And I go, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm really nervous, and I'm young. I don't know anybody. And we put all the food out, and it's really minimal. Breakfast. I mean, there's nothing hot there. We all know also a Grassley budget. It is shoestring, and it's not incredibly, you know, we're not putting out the platters and everything.
This is like egg beaters.
This is 2015, and Barbara Grassley is there with us at the fundraiser, and she starts calling over the wait staff, and she says, hey, start bringing the to-go boxes. We got to wrap all this up.
Oh,
and
my gosh,
I'm not
that's
kidding
fantastic.
You. There was no pastry left on.
Where'd they take all the food?
So you know what she does, so, and yeah, this is hand to God what happens. She brings them home and freezes them, and Senator Grassley eats them when she is not here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they use it for the next event.
No, no.
And we tossed in journalists David Yepsen and Kay Henderson.
Kay, what was the best, without political affiliation, what's the best political event you've ever been to?
Well, it was fascinating because I kept running into people at this event at the Hy-Vee Hall right after it opened, and I would say, may I interview you, because I didn't expect to see you here, Miss Republican. And they say, no, people can't know I'm here, because it was Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
she had parted the crowd.
Yeah. Really?
And there were tons of Republicans in that crowd who would not talk to you because they didn't want their friends and neighbors and people at the party to know they had gone because Oprah was going to talk about Barack Obama.
So subscribe to Wonks on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And check iowawonks.com to find out where we will be next.
Because we do these in front of an audience.
We do, yeah. Usually at a bar.
And that makes it even more interesting.
Dennis? Dennis?
Yeah?
Better stop here.
Yeah.
Wonks online and on iTunes.